Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqtas. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Mera Koi Nahi Aah Tere Siwa.
Mera Koi Nahi Aah Tere Siwa. Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. Ae khuda, ae khuda, ae khuda, ae khuda. Khuda, mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. Khuda. Zindagi meri hai tera zikr o liqa. Zindagi meri hai tera zikr o liqa. Aur meri maut hai tujhse hoon main juda. Aur meri maut hai tujhse hoon main juda. Mera koi nahi aate re siwa. Ae khuda. Tere bin kyun andhera. Tere bin kyun andhera hua. Meri dunya ka shams o qamar kya hua. Meri dunya ka shams قمر کیا ہوا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا. بحر طوفان ہم ہے مخالف ہوا. بحر طوفان ہم ہے مخالف ہوا. Meri kashti بس نا خدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا. تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا. ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا. ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیرے دریا رحمت کا ہے آسرا. تیرے دریا رحمت کا ہے آسرا.
والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ali Billah, Rumi Waqt of Rezi Zamana, Mujaddidi Zamana, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Through our Sheikh, we get all the spheres from these Mashaykh, and Hazrat beautifully has presented this bayan to wake myself up and all of us. That why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy send us in this world? We did not just come that on our own or through our parents. Hazrat teaches us that the reality is, Mera koi nahi ah, tera siwa, tere siwa. And this is what Allah ta'ala has brought us here. Myself, first of all, I should correct my intention and realize I haven't come on my own. Allah ta'ala has brought me here so that my filthy, dirty heart becomes pure just in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Mubarak Majlis, we beg Allah ta'ala, as Hazrat has taught us, through the barakat of durood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all ibadat, beg Allah ta'ala to remove all the veils that are blocking us from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us, Allah ta'ala has sent us here to get the reality of La ilaha illallah. Myself should ponder and think how many years I'm reading La ilaha illallah, but I'm still in nursery class. I just know the sursari meaning, just the literal meaning, like small children, how we read it out. We have come here to have our heart operation,
And this is the real spiritual heart operation that Allah has brought us here, and free of charge. But this is what we all need. Today a person just goes for a checkup, and the doctor tells him, I think you need to go for an angiogram. Already we worried. If there's other teachers us here, then we'll make every effort to see that I get the first appointment. But what we really need is a spiritual specialist Allah has brought us here, and this is first. And as our Mashaykh taught us, we learned from our Hazrat, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani, Rahmatullah Alayh, has said that the object is that nek banna faraz hai. Lekin apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. So Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy. Outwardly it's hard. The temptations, all the tests are there. But just come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will realize that every split moment will realize we can't do anything without the mercy of Allah. So Hazrat is teaching us what is the real, which is myself, don't even know the surface of it. But through our barakat of our Hazrat, just trying to give a very useless, brief explanation, what we learned, and we even don't know the reality, that Hazrat is teaching us that when we make our zikr, and this is what our life is, that La ilaha illallah. This is such a great kalima, that outwardly we think that we are just making zikr. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Kalimullah, he begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want a special zikr from you, O Allah. Allah ta'ala said, O Musa alayhi salam, recite La ilaha illallah. And like we all, Hazrat teaches us also, we sit here in the majlis, and we all listen, but myself, not listening with the ears of our heart. So we, after the majlis, we'll still say, Hazrat, give me some special advice. The advice was so special. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah, he said, O Allah, everyone has got the zikr of La ilaha illallah. I want something special. And Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah. And we are so fortunate, we are the ummatis of Habibullah, the beloved of Nabi Akram, beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us His beloved out of His sheer mercy, without deserving it in the least. But so Allah ta'ala told, O Musa alayhi salam, that this kalima is so special, so great. If the whole world put together everything that it contains, obviously besides Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself, on one side of the scale, and you read, one time you read this kalima, La ilaha illallah, for what reality, then this kalima will outweigh everything. So we are so fortunate, but myself, let me think, ponder, that today, how many times did I read this kalima, La ilaha illallah. And now the winds of mercies of Allah Ta'ala is blowing, and we can supposed to be feeling the atmosphere, and it is just vibrant, especially here, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala has made it through the barakat of our Shaykh, Mashaykh, that myself, Allah brought us here, that this heart of mine, which Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla balrana, it has become rusted, so we can't even feel. It's pouring rahmat, but we can't feel that the rahmat of mercies are descending. So Hazrat teaches us, give us a glimpse, that what is the reality of when we make zikr of La ilaha illallah, that say, Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. But that we'll only understand when we sit with the proper intention, adab, and beg Allah Ta'ala, that we don't lose out even one iota. We're not worthy of it, but Allah Ta'ala is Qadir e Mutlaq. Allah Ta'ala can change the worst hearts in a split moment into the best hearts. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy, let us not lose where the rahmat is pouring. So Hazrat is teaching us here, and this is our object and purpose of life. As our Mashaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Qamruz Zaman Sahib down Barakatum, repeatedly advised how the Mashaykh used to say, Maqsadil. What is our maqsad of life? Every day when we get up, we should understand and realize, Maqsood e man tu wa radai tu. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose of life is only You. You gave me my life. You have given me not just my life out of mercy. And to understand that I have to love for You and die for You. We say we all loving for Allah's pleasure. We doing for Allah's pleasure. But as our Hazrat teaches us, that if we just ponder, we think we're doing the right thing, but all the wrong way. It is not against the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is not with the correct intention, all the necessary, and then it shouldn't be, Allah save me, that you feel the blockage. I'm making zikr of Allah for years, but not a drop of Allah's reality has penetrated my heart. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind and merciful. No boss in the world, no mother, father in the world, if you disobey them all the time, they'll say, now get out of my house. Allah Ta'ala never kicks the worst servant. Allah Ta'ala don't say, get out. No more Ramadan Sharif for you. No more Shabi Barat. You're not allowed in Allahu Akbar. Just to come to the Mubarak house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is only Allah's kindness. So Allah Ta'ala Hazrat is teaching us that when Allah has brought us here, then beg Allah, Mera koi nahi, ah, tere siwa. That, oh Allah, we learn here from our mashayikh that there is nobody for me. Ah, this is a deep sigh of regret. And as our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh has taught us, when we'll come here and learn how to make the zikr of Allah, how to take the name of Allah, Allah, which shows that Allah is our loving Allah. And it is only Allah Rabbul Izzat who is the creator, sustainer, nourisher of every speck. And Allah has kept our tawbah in Allah Ta'ala's name. A person, and thus we haven't realized myself, so Allah has brought us here. And that is why Hazrat says we are begging Allah, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda. And we learn from Hazrat, Khuda is the Persian word of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that as Khud, Allah is ever existing. Allah is forever and Allah will remain forever. Hu al-awwal wa al-akhir, wa al-zahir wa al-batin. Allah is not in need of any creation of His. Allah has brought us here out of His mercy. One minute in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is only Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. So we beg Allah, Zindagi meri hai tera zikro lika, aur meri maut hai tujhse ho main juda. Then when Allah has brought us here, Allah will make us realize that what is real life? That a person, a young man thinks that I'm enjoying life. In the month of Ramadan also, we're thinking I'll keep roza, but we find, Allah save me, all of us, Allah has made all the arrangements that we can't lose out of the mercy of Allah. Shayateen who are after us. Then our big enemy is our nafs, our desires. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah save me, we are still negligent. We are still running in last minute for Jamaat. Allah save me, all of us. That Hazrat says that my life, when I come in the company of the friends of Allah, and just that the operation of the heart starts, and this is what we came here. Our real operation of our ruh, this is our reality. And we don't realize. So Hazrat says that, what my life is, O Allah, when I'm engaged in your zikr, your obedience, and only for your pleasure, and desiring that, Ya Allah, you make me yours and you become mine. And when you contact with Allah Ta'ala, a person then will feel, Meri maut hai tujhse ho main juda. Then I'm like a dead person. When 1 minute I'm unmindful of you, and worse, I'm engaged in your disobedience, and this is the height of a person's foolishness. And he thinks, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. What has given us the audacity that we think, ah, Chaitan says, do it now, Ramadan Sharif is coming, then you'll make tawbah. 1 second a person should not live in a disobedience of Allah. Allah save me, all of us. But we are not malaika. Allah has kept the doors of rahmat open. And this is the time Allah Ta'ala wants to purify us. Tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Mere dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. That Allah, without you. And it's not that Allah forget. Every split moment, Allah is remembering every creation of His. But we become unmindful of Allah, and especially in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll find, if we come here in the company of the friends of Allah, and iota of our darkness gets removed, then a person will realize what is noor. Like people who got light, they know immediately there's load shedding. People like myself, which outwardly we think we're not living in the shanties, but we're not worried of the load shedding of the heart. So a person, the moment you realize, I'm not making my zikr, And Shaitan waits for that opportunity. And he makes you feel, no, you're doing some other important work. There can't be more important work than the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that one minute I was unmindful of you, that what has happened to me? And then immediately the friends of Allah ta'ala, they realize, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. That the friends of Allah, whole army of shaitan wants to even attack them. The shaitan will never leave us till the last moment. He's want to attack our nafs all the time. Then a person realizes, Meri dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua? That I think I'm living in the bright lights. I'm gone living in those areas where shaitan has made the worst areas, the bazaars, bright lights there. The masjid, you come when it's Fajr time and it's the lights are dim. That is where Allah Ta'ala's nur is pouring down. So Hazrat says, you can have been the outwardly in the best environments of dunya, but you're in the worst environments. So Allah Ta'ala make me realize, all of us. And when Allah Ta'ala brings us here and Allah is, so to say, begging us, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we can't go into the detail, our Shaykh will explain us, that such a great month is coming upon us, the month of mercy. And it cannot be that when Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this month, myself, we get deprived of our forgiveness, of the mercy of Allah. So now we are come here into the ocean of worry that Allah don't deprive me. But obviously the winds of the dalalat is blowing very heavy, and easy to save ourselves, meri kashti ka hai tu hai bas na khuda. That Allah, this wind is blowing against us, or the ship of mine, but if you are my pilot, and what does it mean? Come in the company of the friends of Allah. May be sincere to ourselves and hold the hand of our Shaykh. In other words, take the advisors, myself first, I'm talking to myself, that we can be sitting here for years, but we don't take the advisors. It doesn't penetrate my heart. Then we'll find the ships of our dalalat are blowing, the wind is blowing us against the current of Allah Ta'ala. But still Allah Ta'ala says, Fafirru ila Allah. Just run to Allah Ta'ala. Wa tawbah, istighfar. Beg Allah Ta'ala for mercy. And Allah Ta'ala says, Hazrat says here so beautifully, Teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua. When you make a firm pledge, ya Allah, although the winds are blowing, but Allah brought us here, and Allah brought the month of Ramadan already, the atmosphere is full, pouring. Allah, don't deprive me of one second. So Hazrat is saying that when you come in the company of the friends of Allah, in the right environment, where Allahu Akbar, Hazrat taught us so beautifully, that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam acknowledged in front of Allah, the Nabi of Allah, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That this nafs of mine is my worst enemy. It will command me toward haram, even in a month of Ramadan. But إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Besides who Allah Ta'ala wants to pour His mercy on, beg Allah Ta'ala for His mercy. So as our Hazrat teaches us here, that our nafs and shaitan is pulling us, even in this Mubarak month, away from Allah. But Allah Ta'ala has taught us, think of our nafs is the worst enemy. Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of rahmat. That Hazrat says, Allah told our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sabse pyara ne, sabse pyare ko, sabse pyari dua ata farmai. وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Just beg Allah, oh Allah, please, just have mercy, just forgive me. I'm filth and dirt, and have mercy on me. So Allah has brought us into His mercy, and har saza se bari ho gaya la saza. Now you see, 1 minute you felt despondent, and people sadly, every second person going through depression. Depression is when we're not running to the mercy of Allah. And Allah is begging us, Fafirru ila Allah. And Allah's doors are thrown wide open. And Allah has brought us here. 1 moment in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, behtar as sat sala ta'ad deriya. In fact, laksala. 1 moment in the company of the friend of Allah. What ikhlas, what sincerity is been. Was 1 moment. Is better than 100,000 years of ibadat with ikhlas. And there's no Hazrat will explain us all those details as Allah Ta'ala gift of fiqh, and we sit with the right intention. Then a person will realize and feel that I'm doomed for the destruction. I'm doomed for Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala is pulling me out. And now a person makes tawbah, istighfar, And you'll feel Allah Ta'ala turning you towards Allah Ta'ala. And now you'll realize that my only enjoyment is in the company of the friends of Allah, in the masjid. Nobody will have to wake us up for tahajjud. Nobody will have to tell us that don't waste your time talking, anything. Our enjoyment will be in zikr, in tilawat, etc. Terai darjai rahmat ka hai asara, warna akhtar hai a'mal se benawa. Then a person will realize, and Hazrat teaches us, as you make tawbah istighfar, and you feel Allah Ta'ala is turning you away from shaitan and all our friends. I thought I can't leave my sports, I can't leave my entertainment. My came here for istikah, but I need my cell phone also, which will take me to hell. Allah save me first. Now you make tawbah istighfar. Then the real object and purpose is to realize that with all that, I'm the worst speck in the creation of Allah, myself. And it is only Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, that Allah Ta'ala engulfs us in His mercy. And this is the pious servants of Allah. When Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that nobody can enter Jannat without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved honorable mother, Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, asked, oh beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even me, but Allah has engulfed me already in His mercy. So we beg Allah Ta'ala, my amal is useless. Not even useless, it is just azab. So Hazrat says, Varna akhtar hai, amal se benawa. Allah is so kind. Allah says, Kul ya ibadi allazeena asrafu ala anfusim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Hazrat says, don't go in the red light. Don't become despondent. Don't think I am the worst person. Never ever think like that. By Allah Ta'ala, we just come in the court of Allah. And this is what this Islam is all about. The more we realize the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat, tawajjuh on us, and the nur and kayfiyat, ihsan, connection with Allah comes in our heart. Then a person begs Allah, just keep me in your mercy. And Allah Ta'ala, out of His sure mercy, make our Islam and keep us all the time under His.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد From the kitab حياة المسلمين of مولانا أشرف علي ثانوي رحمة الله عليه The chapter on fasting So last week we had done about fasting and Taraweeh Salah also Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah Ta'ala has ordained fasting in Ramzan compulsory And I have decreed by the command of Allah Ta'ala wakefulness at night That is Taraweeh Salah as Sunnah Whoever in the state of Iman and the belief of Sawab fasts in Ramadan and stays awake at night, it is for Taraweeh Salah, he emerges from sin purified as the day when his mother gave birth to him. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting in the Quran will intercede on behalf of the one on the day of Qiyamah. The fast will proclaim, O Allah, I prevented him from eating and carnal desire. Therefore, for my sake, accept my intercession on his behalf. The Quran Kareem will proclaim, I prevented him from sleep, therefore accept my intercession on his behalf. The intercession of both of them will be accepted. In another ayat, in a lengthy ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, For the fasting men and the fasting women, Allah Ta'ala has prepared a great reward in forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by that being in whose possession is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the odor of the mouth of a fasting person is sweeter to Allah Ta'ala, than the fragrance of musk. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala. The sawab of it is so limitless that no one besides Allah Ta'ala knows the rewards. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of the heavens are opened up on the first night of Ramadan. Not a single door among the doors of Jannah is then closed until the last night of Ramadan. For every salat performed, This refers to Taraweeh Salah during the night of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala records 1,500 good deeds for every sajda of that salat. And for the fasting person, Allah Ta'ala creates in Jannah a mansion of red yakut, a precious stone in Jannah. This mansion will have 7,000 entrances. So huge will be these entrances that in each entrance will be located a palace of gold adorned with red yakut. When the Muslims fast the first day of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins committed from the first of the previous Ramadan. Daily from the time of Fajr Salat until sunset, 70,000 angels supplicate for his forgiveness. In return for every sajda which he makes of any Salat during the day or night, he will obtain such a wonderful tree so huge
that a horseman will take 500 years to pass under his shade. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu narrates that during the last Jumu'ah of the night of Sha'ban, of the month of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a khutbah in which he said, O people, an auspicious month has dawned over you. In that month is a night which is superior to 1,000 months. Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory fasting in the month and has decreed wakefulness at night, that is the Taraweeh Salah as Sunnat. A nafal action rendered in this month for attaining proximity to Allah Ta'ala is equal to a farz act rendered in other months. A farz act in this month is equal to 70 acts of farz of other months. Whoever gives to a fasting person something for iftar, his sins will be forgiven and he will be saved from Jahannam. He obtains as much sawab as the fasting person, while the sawab of the fast person is not reduced in any way. The people said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us are not by the means to give something for the iftar of another. They thought Nabi alayhi sallam meant a full meal. Nabi alayhi sallam said, the sawab is even for the man who gives another one date, a drink of water or milk for iftar. Another special ibadat during the month of Ramadan is i'tikaf during the last 10 days. This is an ibadat which belongs to the class of sunnah known as sunnatul kifaya. This ibadat is a collective sunnat upon all. However, if a few, even one person, renders the i'tikaf, the sunnah obligation will be discharged on behalf of the whole community. The ibadat of i'tikaf consists of secluding oneself in the masjid for the last 10 days of Ramadan. This time has to be passed in ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who performs the 10 days i'tikaf during Ramadan will obtain the thawab of 2 hajj and 2 umrah. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi wa sallam explained that regarding their rewards, they are prevented from all sins and they obtain thawab as if they are rendering all good deeds. By the practice of i'tikaf, one gains the opportunity of continuous residence in the masjid. The significance of remaining in the masjid for ibadat has been explained in chapter number 12. Women who intend to observe i'tikaf should do so at home. They should seclude themselves in a particular place at home. The special acts of ibadat of the month of Ramadan terminate with the coming of Eid. The hadith explains the great significance of the day of Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Eid arrives, Allah Ta'ala addresses the angels. They have fulfilled my faraz, the Muslims. They have emerged to make dua. I take an oath by my splendor, by my grandeur, by my grace and my loftiness. I will most definitely accept their du'as and their petitions. Allah Ta'ala then says to the believers, return, I have forgiven you, and I have exchanged all of your evil deeds with virtues. They thus return from the Musalla, where the Eid Salat was performed, completely forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this month of Ramadan.